Chapter 26, Epilogue. For the joy that was set before him, he endured a torture stake, despising shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. If asked the question why it was necessary for Jesus to die, the most common response is that Jesus had to give his life to pay for our sins. And of course, Jehovah's Witnesses could give a more detailed explanation of the ransom. But is the ransoming of mankind from sin and death the sole or even primary reason Jesus gave his life? If you answer yes to that question, then a more pertinent question is, why was it necessary then for Jesus to suffer such a horrific death? What purpose was served by his being hung on a torture stake? After all, Jesus could have died in his sleep and provided the ransom, since all that was required was for a perfect man to offer his life in exchange for the right to purchase mankind from Adam. You may recall the man Enoch, of whom it was said that God transferred him so that he did not see death, and he was nowhere to be found. God evidently put Enoch to sleep in order to spare him from suffering a violent death at the hands of his godless persecutors. Also take the case of Moses, whom, at the ripe old age of 120, was still a vital man. The Bible states that even his eyesight was still strong when God took him. In other words, he did not die of natural causes. Jehovah apparently euthanized Moses after he had ascended Mount Nebo and viewed the Promised Land.